Coffee Mambo Jumbo is still at the London Coffee Festival, the third day, and it is buzzing. There are more people than ever here. But I've landed on the DR Wakefield stand because, well, as you know, I get green coffees from Simon Wakefield that I review and that I roast. But I met somebody really interesting. I met Marisol, who works for the Swiss Water Process Company. So they are decaffeinating coffees. And Marisol is going to tell us a little bit about the decaffeinating process and, well, about herself as well. So okay. Please, Marisol.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. It's a great opportunity to talk about decaffeinated coffees and especially Swiss water. But before talking about the Swiss water process, I just want to mention that the consumer and the industry, when you talk about decaf, have a very bad image about decaf. And what is that? Because usually you find nasty flavors. And the reason why is because most of the coffees that you find in the marketplace are decaffeinated using chemicals. Chemicals that are not announced. People drink coffee because they think it's good for their health. The decaf doesn't have the caffeine, doesn't have the stimulant. So they drink coffee, but they don't know that in order to eliminate the caffeine, they are using chemicals. So the beauty of our Swiss water process is that we don't use chemicals at any stage. We just use what we call the green coffee extract, which is water with the soluble solids of the coffee, except the caffeine. And we have a carbon filtering technology that traps only the caffeine. So that's very simple to explain. It's a very complex process, but the main thing is that we don't use chemicals at all. And the other thing is that we understand that we are treating a very complex product. Coffee has its own personality and its own character. You cannot treat the same way a Colombia, the same way you treat an Ethiopia or an Indonesian bean. Coffee is very different, and you will find different characteristics that you have to be careful. So anyway, having said that, the main thing is that we understand that we need to keep the flavor and just extract the caffeine. In order to keep the flavor, what is called all the flavor in a coffee bean, in an Arabica coffee bean, is done by the amino acids or the polyphenols. That in general the consumers hear about the polyphenols. Those are the ones that provide the coffee, not the caffeine. The caffeine is an alkaloid. It's an stimulant. Caffeine is not the one that gives the coffee the flavor. So we have in a coffee bean 25% compounds that we need to retain. In our process, in 2008, we start evaluating what was happening with the acids. And we found that we could retain 70% of the flavor. But now, after many improvements in our process, we can retain 98%.
Fantastic, yeah. So is it a very gentle process then?
It's very gentle. Very gentle. We evaluate temperature, flow of the green coffee extract, and we try to avoid extreme, you know, fluctuations.
Yeah. It's interesting because you asked me first when I met you whether I've tried decaffeinated coffee. And I said yes on the cupping table. Often when we do it blindly, it surprises me and I like this coffee. And then at the end, it's revealed that it's decaffeinated. And I would say the mouthfeel is lovely. The notes are definitely there. The only thing that I find, it's not as long lasting on the palate. Do you think that the caffeine itself is what helps the lingering effect?
Absolutely. Caffeine try to give with the other components,
yes,
the other compounds, try to that to give that aftertaste that remains a little bit longer.
Yeah. But all this could be ruined in the process of roasting, really.
Absolutely, because you have several steps when you are treating coffee. As I said before, it's a very complex product. So you can have one of the best products in the world, but if you don't roast it properly, you are killing the product.
Exactly.
You are killing the product.
So, I had a very good question, which I now forgot because I just dropped your cards. I'm going to pick up your cards.
Okay, no problem.
So, how long have you been involved in coffee, Marisol?
Okay, I've been for the past 16 years in the coffee business.
All right, so as a child, because you're very young looking.
No, thank you. I wish. Anyway, no, I was born in Colombia.
Yeah.
And you know, in Colombia, the coffee culture is everywhere.
Yes.
But I have the opportunity to work with the institution that sells and promotes Colombian coffee all over the world.
All right.
Then I moved from Colombia to Tokyo, and I was working in the same field, promoting Colombian coffee. And then I moved to Canada, and I have the opportunity to work for Swiss Water. And to
and they're based in Canada, Swiss Water?
Yeah, Swiss Water.
But so do they travel to all the countries and help them? The decaffeination process happens on site, doesn't it?
No.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the plant is located, the only plant in the world for Swiss Water process is located in Canada, in Vancouver.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wonderful. And another reason to travel to Vancouver.
Yeah, because invite you to the plant anyway.
Yeah.
So the only plant exists there in Vancouver. The main reason is because the water in Vancouver is pretty good.
All right.
And when the people in the 80s were trying to establish the plant, they thought that the pristine water of Vancouver was very good for the process.
All right.
The plant is there. What we do is we buy coffees from all over the world and we extract the caffeine. We buy coffee.
So is it patented? Are you the only one that are allowed to do Swiss water process?
Nobody else does.
All right. Oh, that's a bit of a coup, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very good.
Absolutely.
But I think, Marisol, that you are now wanted for the cupping, are you not? Because now there's got some cupping going to happen on the DR Wakefield stand.
Cupping we have before the Swiss Water.
Okay.
And we were explaining. Now we have another cupping for regular non-decaf from Brazil.
All right. I'm going to try that. Yeah. That's interesting. So for now, thank you very much. It was fascinating meeting you. And thank you for explaining the Swiss Water process so well to the listeners, including myself. Although I learned about it, I never had it in such detail with all the chemical components.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. That the main thing is to keep the flavor in the bean, although you're extracting the caffeine.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the most important thing. Of course, the process has to be very detailed and it's premium. But we are treating coffee and we want to deliver coffee, not just the
One more thing, how long do you think it took for that process to be developed to the state of the art that it is now?
Okay, the process was pioneered in Switzerland.
Yeah.
In the 30s, that's what is called Swiss Water,
right.
Even though we are located in Canada.
Right.
And it took more than 50 years to develop the commercial application of
it. And do you think it's at the end of its development, or do you think you can improve it even more?
No, there is always room to improve our process. There is always. And we have a very strong team of researchers, and they are evaluating every single thing with the beans and with the process. So there is always room to improve.
Yeah, great.
Sure.
Okay, I'll let you go now, Marisol. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Coffee Mambo Jumbo is still staying here at the London Coffee Festival. But it's blowing my mind. The noise is just too much.